Livewire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for Livewire. I'm joined today by Arthur Guy of The Seekers. Welcome to Livewire. How are you?
I'm fine, Ling. Thank you. Lovely to be on Livewire with you, and lovely to be back in one way talking to all our friends across the board there back in London and the UK. Had a lovely time there when we had our 50th reunion tour back in 2014. Just an absolutely memorable time. Nearly as good, well, probably even better than when we were there in the 60s.
The Seekers is so well-known, household name, one of the most popular. The tunes are being played on all radio stations all the time. So the beginning of The Seekers started in Australia, of course, because the band members are originally from Australia.
Oh, yeah, very, very much. And in fact, out of Melbourne, we all grew up in Melbourne. There's a sort of a year's difference as we go down the line. I'm obviously the elder, the village elder. Keith's a year behind me. Bruce is a year behind Keith. And Judith is a year behind Bruce. So, you know, we've strung it together very nicely. But Melbourne's our hometown. But the wonderful thing is that, you know, we were able to instantly connect musically Australia to the rest of the world in the 60s when the musical Olympics were really happening in London. And fortunately, you know, we were sailing our way over there simply as part of a year's cruising with a shipping line and just looking for a little bit of work. I mean, we had absolutely no idea that we would slot into that fantastic music scene, you know, alongside the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Kinks and the Animals and all those great artists, Cilla Black, Dusty Springfield. It was an absolutely magic time to get to London, and suddenly everything happened for us. So I like to say a little bit of cosmic magic.
All your members all met by chance, or were you all friends?
Well, Keith and I joined forces in our second group. So Keith and I both started bebop groups after we'd left school, which is really out of the rock and roll years in the late 50s and early 60s. And Keith and I eventually, you know, joined together in a group which sang, you know, pretty much bebop swing music together, unaccompanied. You know, we were, you know, just a vocal group. And then we decided to get into folk music together and joined forces with two other boys. The Seekers originally were four boys back in 1962.
Oh, right.
And our lead singer dropped out.
Mm.
Yeah, our lead singer dropped out, and we decided we wanted to get a girl in the group.
Mm.
And lo and behold, we no sooner decided that we wanted that than one of our Butte jazz singers in Melbourne, who was only 19 at the time, and that was Judy Durham, walked into my office one day where I was working, and she knew I was coming to hear her sing, and she said, "When are you going to do that?" And I said, "Why don't you come and sing with us tonight?" Which she did. And that was simply, quite simply, the birth of the Seekers as everybody knows us now, because nothing's really changed from that first night when we were together back in 1962.
She's an incredible singer, very beautiful woman.
Gorgeous. Yeah, she's
every one of you. You're all very good looking people.
Well, that's very kind of you. We are getting a little grey around the temples. In fact, I've lost even most of my grey. I reckon if you look on the cover of our album, you know, the Seekers Farewell DVD, which has just been released, I reckon at our vintage we're still looking pretty good.
Before we go on to talk about your farewell CDs and music, I want to mention some of the most beautiful songs that have entertainers around the world. I mean, tracks like "I'll Never Find Another You," "A World of Our Own," "Morning Town Ride," "Georgie Girl," and "The Carnival Is Over." Wow, so beautiful.
Oh, well, look, they are. The songs are eternal. I mean, they are going to be part of the musical landscape, we hope, for many, many, many more years. So, I mean, they've been with us, obviously, over 50 years.
Mm.
And they still strike that beautiful melodic, harmonic, you know, lyrical, rhythmic chord of beautiful music. And we were lucky when we got to England because, you know, we met up very quickly, firstly with Dusty Springfield, who we became great friends with. And then, of course, we met up with her brother, Tom Springfield.
Mm.
And they'd had a group, you know, like 18 months before we arrived, they'd broken up, a beautiful group called Springfields. And then, you know, out of the blue, Tom wrote us a song that probably wasn't, you know, in the genre of sort of music we were playing. So we were playing folky, bluesy, you know, gospel-y type music. And Tom, who'd had the experience of the Springfields, you know, when he came into our office one day to offer us I'll Never Find Another You, he could hear all those harmonics and all the beautiful riffs and middle eight that he had in that song, and he thought we were the perfect group for it, and his judgment was absolutely 100% correct.
Also, you play the double bass.
Yeah, I do indeed, yeah. It's a very interesting instrument to play while you're singing.
Judith Durham is the lead vocalist.
Well, yes, yes, indeed. Well, most of our songs, the way we put them together, when we decided we wanted a girl in the group, was to carry those lovely, solid, sort of coat hanger type melodies that you could wrap the harmonies around. The boys, both Keith and Bruce, sing really nice melodies, but it depends on the song. You know, in folky times, I mean, if you're singing sea shanties, well, that calls for a male lead voice, obviously, and a lot of folk songs you know, the skiffly type songs, they're all, you know, mainly male leads. But, you know, the fabulous thing was we had a lot of versatility within the group, but what we needed to do was to absolutely set a musical genre that people understood almost the moment they heard the first riff of a song, so that it's, you know, the moment we open our mouths, people would go, wow, yes, that's the Seekers. And with Judith's lead in, you know, I'll Never Find Another You, World of Our Own, Carnival Is Over, Mornington, right? That was the thing with the instrumental backup. I mean, the boys are beautiful, you know, instrumentalists as well, but it's that opening few bars of a song that usually, you know, creates that little earworm that gets into everybody's head.
Do you still wear black frame glasses? You know what I mean? Your signature glasses, are you still wearing them?
I'm a latter-day Buddy Holly, but I've also been compared favourably with Peter Sellers and Superman.
So the band has been established in Melbourne since the year 1962. So you guys already have, you know, over 50-odd years of history under your belt. The Seekers announced a new CD and DVD, Farewell. Can you explain to me what this is about?
Well, we did our Farewell tour to celebrate our 50th year back in 2014. And we started it actually in Australia in 2013 because the 50th was, you know, 2012. But by the time we got through it all, it was the end of 2014. And we'd done a lot of filming along the way. We actually had a video out for our 25th, would you believe, our Silver Jubilee, way back in 1993. You know, off the back of 92, and that was a huge seller all around the world. And we did some filming while we were on tour because the tour went all around Australia, right through the UK, then all the way back to New Zealand. All sell-out concerts. We finished with two at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And we gathered a lot of beautiful visuals, and the soundtracks were absolutely superb. The lovely thing was we sounded as good as, you know, if not better, because of probably, you know, technology on the stage and everything. That beautiful Seeker sound, as we all know, it was all still there live on stage. And we decided that would make a perfect farewell for us on DVD and CD. And that's what's just being released now over in the UK. It's been released in Australia and went to number one in Australia, number one DVD and CD in Australia. And I'm glad that it's an opportunity for all our fans over there in the UK now to see it, you know, as a celebration and the final celebration of our time together on stage.
It's a celebration of the time of the Seekers and as a farewell to the fans all over the world.
Yes, it is. There's, I mean, we have a catalogue with an awful lot of music in it. And with Universal Music, who came to us about a year ago, we've now licensed everything basically that we own across to Universal around the world to repackage along the way, because there's a lot of music there that you know, we haven't put out in you know, all the usual formats. But in terms of the DVD, we thought that that was, you know, the right way, you know, not a seminal moment in our lives to be able to play sold-out concerts, you know, around the world after being together for 50 years. Well, there aren't a lot of groups in their original format that can claim to ever be able to do that.
Yeah, your latest CD, I'm looking at the title tracks now, and some of those, some of the songs, are they new? Come the Day, I Am Australian, Red Rubber Ball, Myra, Someday One Day, and The Olive Tree. Yeah. Some of these are new songs, are they, Athol?
No. They're actually, they're not Ling, but they go right back to our early days in London and tracking them down for you. I mean, our catalogue at the moment of songs that we would ever pick from or put on recordings, there's about 180 different songs that have been recorded over the 50-year period. Come the Day was written by Bruce back in England, back in the 60s. And he'd started his songwriting career, and that's a beautiful song to open all our shows. And we started to use it to open it, and there was an album called Come the Day. Red Rubber Ball, Bruce wrote with Paul Simon, who came over to England in those early days, well before Paul Simon was famous. And Bruce and he wrote Red Rubber Ball, which I think was the number one in America, but for a group called The Circle. But we'd recorded it as an album track with the group. And Someday One Day was written by Paul Simon for us. That opened sort of act two in our farewell concert. And Paul, even before he, as I said, before he was famous, wrote that for us, a beautiful opening song. No, those songs were all, you know, around the 60s time. I mean, there are a couple there that were written when we started the 25th reunion, like, you know, You're My Spirit, Guardian Angel. Louisiana Man was an early skiffle group song by Lonnie Donegan. We met Lonnie Donegan back in the 60s over in England. You know, Keep a Dream in Your Pocket was written by Bruce, you know, back here in Australia, back in the 70s. No, it's a real amalgam, but they are still very, very true to what people know as the Seekers sound.
Athol, tell me, do you think the English fans are a huge support for the Seekers?
The English fans really gave us the breath of life as a pop group when we arrived in England. We were so welcomed by every genre in the music business, by the folk groups, because, you know, folk music was very big and TV programs out of Edinburgh and from Ireland. And we just slotted in immediately, and we were made so welcome by the music industry, quite apart from the embrace by, you know, all people all across, you know, the United Kingdom. I mean, we were just absolutely, you know, taken in as, almost as members of their family. So we have a lot to thank. We have a lot to thank everybody over there for. You know, without that trip to England, I mean, you may never have heard of us.
Is there any chance of the Seekers coming over to England one more time?
No, that is genuinely the farewell concert tour, Ling. We're not touring anymore with the group. I mean, we're all pressing on with our own little individual musical projects, and at the moment we're looking at hopefully putting together a documentary which is about 90 minutes long while we're all still here and, you know, friends together. We want to put together a documentary which really chronicles the full life story of the group and also, you know, covers a lot of the things that we've done individually as well, so that, you know, our friends and fans all around the world can, you know, can see the full story of the Seekers.
So the documentary is now being made.
Yeah, it's in pre-production at the moment, we're even putting down some tracks representative of the group when it was originally just four boys, just so that people can get the full, you know, complete picture of our musicality, basically out of the rock and roll days. So we're going to cover a well over 50-year period. So fingers crossed, we'll get it all done in the next 12 months or so.
Thank you so much. It's been such a privilege talking to you. Can you choose a song?
Yes, I will. The song I'd like you to play is When Will the Good Apples Fall? It's track six in Act One, I think. When Will the Good Apples Fall?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ling. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hello to everybody over there.
may be a rich man's daughter and have servants of my own. I could snap my fingers and I could have anything I want. Sometimes I look out my window, see lovers hand in hand walk by. They see the diamonds I wear, but not the tears of envy in my eyes. Oh, when will the good apples fall on my side of the fence? When will I taste the sweet fruits of life? When will the sun smile for me through gray cloudy skies above? When will I find my true, true love? Well, my daddy says don't worry, and my daddy says just wait. I'm gonna find you a rich man's son and bring him to our gate. Sometimes I look out my window, see lovers hand in hand walk by. Daddy doesn't know it, there are some things that money just can't buy. Oh, when will the good apples fall on my side of the fence? When will I taste the sweet fruits of life? When will the sun smile for me through gray cloudy skies above? When will I find my true,
LiveWire is a Steve Osborne production. For more information, visit steveosborne.info.